This is episode number 2061 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time, kids. It's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Well, Will Smith. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was such a cutie when he was younger.
Well, he's still a good-looking dude.
Well, he still is. He's still
I mean, if you're talking about, you know, looks.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Are you talking about weird? Yeah, maybe he's not weird.
I think I can't get warmed up to his wife.
I'm wondering if he can.
I've never warmed up to Jennifer Kisner.
She has a video podcast that she does
with
their daughter and sometimes with her mother.
Uh-huh.
And it's a room of estrogen, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with
that.
They go off.
Oh, yeah?
They go off. And one
it's
of
like
the episodes.
TMI.
Yeah, right. One of the episodes last year, Will was on, and she accused him of being drunk a lot. And boy, that did not set well with him.
Well, they also discussed, and I don't know if it was that one or another one.
Yeah.
That about her entanglement with a certain man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anywho.
So Will Smith once dreamed of having a star-studded harem of girlfriends.
Wow, speaking of entanglement.
So Will made the admission in a candid, very candid GQ cover story that was published yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, according to Will, his fantasy lineup included I just messed up on that one because it involved your girl, Halle Berry. And famed ballerina, Misty Copeland.
You know what? The man has good taste. That's all I can say. After Jada Pinkett Smith, he's got a good taste for a harem. That's a good start.
Well, because he admitted, or they've talked about, that they lived in a monogamous relationship for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they decided that it's not monogamous.
I think they decided that a long time ago.
Well, it turns out that she was raised in a house where she had family members who were not monogamous.
Ah, so she ruined him.
She ruined him.
She.
The truth is out.
And their kids and Will. Oh, my goodness. Because Will was brought up, I believe, in a good,
was brought up very differently than her.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, wasn't there a minister somewhere in that lineage somewhere?
So I guess in all this, his fantasy mind has been allowed to kind of run amok.
Which might have been partly because of Jada, but partly because of his upbringing, don't you think?
Probably, because
there might be some rebellion going on there.
Partly because of Halle Berry.
Right there gives you a hall pass every time. I'm just saying.
He even considered, Will did, reaching out to Halle Berry and Misty.
Wow.
To tell them about his vision.
Oh, tell them about it. No, but he wasn't going to tell. He was going to go, how you doing? How you doing? Wink, wink. How you doing, Halle?
Won't get jiggy with it.
Getting jiggy with it.
So now, later he realized that wasn't the point.
Now. Damn it.
No, he's worked through his feelings with a life coach.
Ah, life coach. And okay, good Will for
said,
Will.
He said, I can't do a good Will Smith, but it's okay to think Hallie's fine. It doesn't make me a bad person that I'm married and I think Hallie is beautiful.
Hello. Thank you very much, Will Smith. Thank you. You've made my point.
And that came through a life coach.
Look, there's people backing him up.
And so, look, that means you're okay.
I'm okay.
She's your hall pass.
Hey, honey. I'm talking to my wife
love
now.
Anything that Will
she
Smith
does.
She
does listen to this show. Honey, see, it's okay. It's really okay.
You're a weirdo. Yeah, she's like going, yeah, she's your hall pass. You know, the hits just keep on coming for Jamie Spears.
Uh-oh.
And why this is just coming out is really beyond me.
What's that?
So Britney Spears' attorney, Matthew Rosengart,
he's all over
he's
this.
He's a pit bull, I'm telling you.
Yeah, every time I read something and I open up Variety, Matthew is going off about, we've got to end this now.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Now.
He's got a good one now.
Yeah. Oh, it does?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, he told the L.A. Superior Court that Jamie allegedly I don't think it's allegedly, hires security to secretly record his daughter without her permission.
Ooh, there's like a federal law about that.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, I remember that from school.
Now, in a court filing, Jamie allegedly engaged in horrifying and unconscionable invasions of his adult daughter's privacy. Specifically, that he and others ran an intense surveillance apparatus that monitored Brittany's communications, including audio recordings from her bedroom.
Oh, God, this guy's just a creep. Oh, my God, what a creep.
Well, there's a security guy
who
that Jamie hired him.
Yeah.
He's singing like a bird.
Oh, he didn't get paid off.
No, he's...
He didn't get paid off. That's
well, maybe he's just singing like a bird. Just singing,
you know
maybe,
what?
I don't know.
All these people were quiet till Michael Jackson died. They got paid off. This guy didn't get paid off.
Yeah,
I tell you what. But this is creepy as hell. You know, and
unauthorized
this,
recording represented unconscionable and disgraceful violation of her privacy rights.
Right. I don't know just how severe Britney Spears' medical or mental condition is. Sounds like it's pretty severe.
Has been.
Well, and she's obviously, you know, being treated. But here's the deal. This is her flesh and blood father. And for what? I mean, is he like a freak?
Money.
No, but now this is becoming like he had to hear her bedroom conversations.
Yeah, private conversations she was having with other people.
He's a freak.
Yeah.
I mean, good God, somebody string this guy up by the BALLSs. I know, as a father, I am like incensed by this guy. I am so incensed by this guy.
I can tell.
I mean, who treats their children like this? And yeah, part of it is, I know, part of it for him is it's his meal ticket, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like the crap's coming out and he knows it's coming out. And that's why he wanted to get out of this all of a sudden. It's like, oh, crap.
Too late, Jamie Spears.
Because there's more. You know there's more.
Of course there's more.
I guarantee you there's...
He should have run while he had the chance.
There's probably video surveillance.
Oh,
I mean,
probably.
If you put surveillance apparatus in somebody's room and they didn't know about it, there's audio surveillance. I guarantee you there's video surveillance. This guy is a 110% creepo. He's an absolute sicko creepo.
Freak. Well, yeah.
Oh, that just gets me.
Free Britney.
Sorry. Let me get off my soapbox.
Free Britney.
Hang on. Yeah, free Britney. Hashtag. All right. Let me get down. It's a really high soapbox. I'm off the soapbox.
He sits on a soapbox as he considers it his throne.
It's short.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm under tall. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.